1690 AM in Montreal.
Multiple groups at Concordia are working to convince the university to restore full service for the shuttle bus between the downtown campus and the Loyola campus. Back in June, Concordia announced that the shuttle bus students use to get between the two campuses would reduce service hours. The bus now only runs from 9:15 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., making commuting difficult for students with early morning and late evening classes. Since the announcement, the Concordia Student Union has been gathering testimonials and petition signatures to restore the shuttle buses' early morning and late evening services. Here is Student Union External Vice President Dana Ballantyne discussing the petition.
And then we have students who logistically, for many reasons, are not privileged enough to be able to, set aside the extra hour that it would take without this service to get to their classes, right? You have students who have to work. You have students who have other responsibilities beyond showing up to class. And this has completely, thrown their lives, right?
The petition currently has 1,500 signatures and 500 testimonials. CJLO has accessed those testimonials from students. Many students mention they live in NDG and that the shuttle bus is how they commute home after classes. There were also dozens of students saying they have dropped classes at Loyola because of the inconvenience. One student wrote, quote, "The truth is, given the circumstances, it is easier for me to drop the courses that I may have at Loyola than to commute to campus," unquote. Concordia's Arts and Science Federation of Associations, or ASFA, the largest faculty-level student union at Concordia, has been running quantitative research on the shuttle bus usage. They have found in a survey with over 1,000 responses from across the student community that 63% of respondents used the shuttle bus to get to campus from home. Roughly 76% of respondents rely on the shuttle bus to attend a class that starts before 9:30 a.m. or after 6:30 p.m. or both, which is outside the current range of service. Here is ASFA Academic Coordinator Angelica Antonikopoulos.
So out of the four faculty associations at Concordia, ASFA is the only one that fully operates out of both campuses. We call Loyola the ASFA campus because every department that operates out of here on the undergraduate level is an ASFA-affiliated department. So we really felt as though it was within our purview and mandate to really try to take care of this on behalf of the student body.
ASFA hopes the university will be willing to speak with them about the results of their survey and restore the shuttle bus to full operation. In a public statement back when the changes were announced, the manager of distribution, transportation, and mail services for Concordia, Des O'Neill, wrote, quote, "We understand that this change may impact the daily routines of some of our community members and appreciate their understanding and cooperation during this time," unquote. The cuts to the shuttle come as a result of Concordia's current financial crisis. In its budget announced in May, Concordia forecast a deficit of $78.9 million by the end of the 2024-2025 school year. This is after enrollment fell by 30% after the provincial government forced the school to raise tuition for out-of-province and international students. For CJLO, I'm Adam Innes.
And welcome to Are We There Yet? Thanks so much for tuning in this week. I'm really excited to be bringing you to our destination of the week, which is Boston. I wanted to do kind of a Halloween sort of spooky kind of sound for you. And I thought Boston would be perfect. with Salem right next door, you know, the super witchy kind of energy that, you know, comes with that. And there's also a lot of really great music that's came out of Boston and is coming out of Boston. So yeah, I was super excited for this episode to do a Boston episode. It also matches the kind of energy and weather in Montreal today. It's a bit of a dark, gloomy, moody kind of foggy day, which is actually some of my favorite weather. So I'm not mad about it, but it is definitely gloomy. But yeah, I thought it would be perfect for the kind of Halloween spirit. So let's jump right into the music. Why don't we? Starting us off strong, we are going to be hearing There Goes My Gun by the Pixies off their just like seminal album Doolittle. I re-listened to it like this week, and it's just so good. Like, what a classic album. And yeah, the Pixies are from Boston. I actually didn't know that. But yeah, probably one of the most famous, well, Aerosmith might be the most famous, but I wanted to play the Pixies. Yeah, icons of the alt rock grunge scene. So we're going to be hearing the Pixies. Then we're going to be hearing classic. We're going to be hearing Cannonball by the Breeders. Obviously, Kim Deal of the Pixies started the Breeders. And this is from the album Last Splash, and it is just such an iconic track. I couldn't not play it. And then after that, we're going to be hearing Severed Lips by Dinosaur Jr. I love Dinosaur Jr., and technically they're from Amherst, I believe, which is just outside of Boston, but I'll let it count for this week because I really wanted to play Dinosaur Jr. Totally like my kind of angsty 17, 18 year old kind of soundtrack. So yeah, some super great early grunge tracks for you, all coming out of Boston or close enough to Boston. So yeah, that's going to be There Goes My Gun by the Pixies, Cannonball by the Breeders, and Severed Lips by Dinosaur Jr. Thank you so much for tuning in to Are We There Yet? You are listening to CJLO 1690, and you should keep tuning in for some awesome tracks because nowhere else playing it like CJLO. All right, let's get to listening.
Oh, like bubble baths, hot cocoa.
Like bubble baths, hot cocoa on cold night, snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
the best new music from around the globe with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more. Join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
You're listening to
CJL.
CJLO. 1690 AM.
You heard them. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before that ad break, you heard Severed Lips by Dinosaur Jr., Cannonball by The Breeders, and There Goes My Gun by The Pixies. Just three incredible tracks coming out of Boston or the Boston area. That last Dinosaur Jr. track, just instant wave of nostalgia for, you know, this weather and fall and Halloween. I don't know if that's just a me thing because, I don't know if that's a personal nostalgia thing or if everyone got that, but I hope you did, and I hope you found it fitting. Moving right along, we're going to be hearing Tugboat by Galaxy 500 off the album Today. If you didn't know, Galaxy 500 is from Boston, and also, I believe the guitarist, I'm not sure, but one of them went on to form the band Luna, and I love the band Luna. This is kind of, I think Galaxy 500 was only around for like a few years before, if you like Luna, definitely check out Galaxy 500 and vice versa. But this song is incredible if you don't know either. Next up, we're going to be hearing In My Feelings by Max Chalice. Max Chalice is actually a Canadian from Vancouver, I believe, but studied at Berkeley in Boston, which is a great kind of musical, shows Boston's musical prowess because they literally have Berkeley, there's no competing. That's going to be In My Feelings, and that's perfect for me for CanCon. So shout out Max Chalice for that one. And after that, we're going to be hearing Strange Powers by The Magnetic Fields, who are also from Boston. And this is off their album Holiday, not 69 Love Songs, I believe. That's their more famous one. Also incredible album, but I just love this song and wanted to play it. So yeah. That's pretty much my reasoning for all of these. I love these songs and want to play them. So I will. All right. Well, without further ado, I guess we should just get right into them. You're going to be hearing Tugboat by Galaxy 500, In My Feelings by Max Chalice, and Strange Powers by The Magnetic Fields. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy.
I don't wanna stay at your home.
it something I said? I'm sorry I didn't mean it. I'll say whatever you want. If it stops
just heard Strange Powers by the Magnetic Fields. Before that was In My Feelings by Max Chalice, and before that was Tugboat by Galaxy 500. My dad, who is my most loyal listener, I think, just texted me to tell me that he saw the magnetic fields at Lee's Palace in 1999, I think, which is just so cool. I'm so jealous. So yeah, shout out dad. He freaked out when I said that I was gonna be playing magnetic fields, so that one was for you. But yeah, I also love that Galaxy 500 track too. Tugboat, super good. Yeah, anyways, moving right along, because there's too much to cover in Boston, apparently. Who knew? I didn't. We are going to be completely kind of switching gears entirely and going to a bit of a new genre. We're going to be hearing Mass Appeal by Gangstar, who are from Boston, or at least Guru is from Boston. So yeah, shout out Boston for that. That's a pretty fundamental hip hop duo. After that, we're going to be hearing Clementine by Velvet, which is off the EP Seventh Cloud and Velvet by Seventh Cloud and Velvet, which is kind of this really cool shoegazy, like heavy shoegaze sound coming from Boston. And this EP is pretty recent. I think it was like released like a week ago. So super new, super fresh Boston sound. Yeah. And after that, we're going to be hearing Doors Wide Open by Feeling Figures off the album Everything Around You. Feeling Figures is from Montreal, you know, had to have a bit of a local influence. Shout out CanCon. But I think that it kind of fits the sound of the episode, and it's also just a really good track. I really like it, and I think you might too. So yeah, that's going to be Mass Appeal by Gangstar. Shout out Sam for that one. Clementine by Velvet and Doors Wide Open by Feeling Figures. You're listening to CJLO 1690, and keep listening because there's a lot of great programming. And it's also the only place that you're going to hear music this great. And I can say that as a fact. So keep tuning in and keep tuning into this show. Are We There Yet? I'm Sophie, and I really appreciate you listening. Let's get right into it now.
Make it. Come with the weak shit, I break kids. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking posers, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have Mass Appeal. I'm greater than all MCs. When I breeze, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating. Cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Niggas be pretending they're hardcore. Never know the meaning of it. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic record. No double checking, vocals kill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survive mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care. Cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have Mass Appeal. I've suffered setbacks, but now I'm making greenbacks. Just just like baggy slacks. I'm crazy hip hop. Check 1, 2, and you don't stop. Your head'll bop when I drop my crop of pure bomb. Just like the seashore, I'm calm and wild with my monotone style. Because I don't need gimmicks. Give me a fly beat and I'm all in it. Word is born, I go on and on. For you it's tragic, I got magic like wands. So I'ma end this lecture and I bet ya, those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. Cause I be kicking the rear while they be losing the race trying to chase mass appeal.
Montreal's ultimate comic haven, Crossover Comics, is celebrating their 12th anniversary on October 26th with a sale you won't want to miss. Absolutely everything is discounted with 15% off store-wide, buy two get one free deals on select groups of items, and free Halloween comics available while supplies last. Also, creator signings will be taking place in-store throughout the day, including Tate Bromball, writer of the new series Green Lantern, Dark. Don't miss the Crossover Comics 12th anniversary sale from October 25th to 27th, in-store at 3560 Notre-Dame West in Saint-Henri, right next to Metro Lionel Group.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost of the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
All right, before that ad break, you heard Doors Wide Open by Feeling Figures. Before that was Clementine by Velvet. And before that, Mass Appeal by Gangstar. I really love that Clementine track by Velvet because it samples one of my favorite movies, The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I love the character Clementine. And it also really reminds me of the Elliott Smith song, Clementine. So a lot of great references there. I don't know if they are necessarily referencing the Elliott Smith song, but anytime I hear the name Clementine, I think of it. So I thought I had to mention that. But yeah, moving right along, there's so much awesome music to get to, so I want to get to all of it. We are going to be hearing the track My Alcoholic Friends by the Dresden Dolls off their album Yes Virginia. The Dresden Dolls are from Boston, I didn't know, but a really great kind of theatrical sort of goth punky kind of sound to them, which is awesome. Yeah, something you don't hear every day. After that, we're going to be hearing a few Canadian songs, musicians, but I think that they kind of have that sort of Boston spirit in heart. I don't know what I'm talking about, but trust me, because why wouldn't you? We're going to be hearing 8-Ball by Heavenly Blue off their latest album, High Tea Dinner Party. Super great, coming out of Toronto. And then we're also going to be hearing What Have You Become by Bonnie Trash off of the album or EP My Love Remains the Same. Yeah, all great tracks. Thanks so much for tuning in to CJLO 1690. And let's get right into them, shall we?
I'm counting back the number of the steps it took for me to get back on the wagon of the weekend. I'll gaze the other tie, murder prove that I'll get home with my imagination. If they find the body in the basement, in the very house that she was raised in, I'm taking down the number of the times. So when we get the sign from God, I'll be the first to call them out.
right. You just heard What Have You Become by Bonnie Trash. Before that was 8 Ball by Heavenly Blue. And before that was My Alcoholic Friends by the Dresden Dolls. I don't have too much time, but I really want to get to this last track because I think it's super fitting and a great way to end off our Boston episode. But before that, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this kind of sonic trip to Boston. Maybe it'll inspire an actual trip to Boston or not. You can live in this kind of sonic universe I've built. You've been tuning in to Are We There Yet? I've been your host, Sophie. Thanks so much. Keep tuning in to CJLO for more awesome programming. And before I leave you, we are going to be hearing New England by Jonathan Richmond because I can't not play New England on a Boston episode. It's too perfect. And if we have time, we'll get to a bonus Magnetic Fields track. I think I need a new heart for my dad because he's a big Magnetic Fields fan, but I really want to get to New England. So I will be leaving you here today. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to CJLO 1690, and that's all from me. Bye.
I've already been to Paris, I've already been to Rome. But what did I do but miss my home? I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. That's what I say. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's very pretty, but so's Maine.
Oh, New England.
That's right.
Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh,
dum de dum 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 day, oh, New England.